Good evening, and welcome to a one-night stand with the big bands. Our theme, Let's Dance, with Benny Goodman and the orchestra, as we present a one-night stand with the great trumpet of Conrad Gozzel. Brought to you by Dylan Ford Sales and Service, 319 Main Street, Manchester, where you can take advantage of special holiday prices tomorrow, Saturday, and Monday. And by Burritt Mutual Savings Bank, with offices in New Britain, West Hartford, and a new Weather Rock office serving Wethersfield and Rocky Hill. According to Leonard Feather's Encyclopedia of Jazz, Conrad Joseph Gozzel, trumpet player, was born in New Britain, Connecticut, February 6th of 1922. He was heard in the 1940s with the bands of Claude Thornhill, Benny Goodman, Woody Herman, and Boyd Rayburn. Gozzel later settled in Los Angeles, where he played radio shows with Bob Crosby and later became a highly valued studio man. He was considered one of the outstanding lead trumpeters on the West Coast. Gozzel died of a heart attack in Los Angeles, October 8th of 1964. Packed into that 42 years was some of the greatest trumpet playing that musicians had ever heard. Our opening brief selection was Granada. That served as an introduction to the Four Freshmen recording of that song. Listen now to lead trumpeter Conrad Gozzel with Harry James in the orchestra and one of his great hits, the Trumpet Blues. Thank you. Trumpet Blues with Harry James and the orchestra and Conrad Gazzo on lead trumpet. Now you can have the beautiful new Ford you've been wanting at a special low holiday price. All it takes is a visit to Dillon Sales and Service of Manchester tomorrow, Saturday, or Monday. Ford has come up with just the right car for every family, and Dillon has them all ready and waiting for you. Choose from Fords, Torinos, Mavericks, Thunderbirds, Mustangs, Pintos, 46 models in all. Stop in during Washington's birthday festivities and test drive the model of your choice. When you buy a new or late model used car, you'll receive an Emerson AM-FM digital clock radio as a free gift. Dillon Sales and Service has been selling and servicing Ford products for 37 years now. You can buy knowing they care about you after the sale and that you can count on them for everything from normal service to major body repairs. That's Dillon Sales and Service, 319 Main Street, Manchester. Open tomorrow, Saturday, and Monday with special Washington's birthday sale prices. Bob King is the assistant supervisor of music at WTIC, and he had an early contact with Conrad Gazzo. Bob, when did you first hear of Conrad?
In 1937, Arnold, I played piano and managed the Hal McIntyre Orchestra, and we used to have a program called the Meriden Hour, which was a spot commercial program. And we broadcast every Sunday over in New Britain in a station called, at that time, WNBC. The call letters now have reverted back to NBC in New York, but at that time they were a New Britain station. And Monday nights we used to have a rehearsal of the McIntyre band, and we'd notice this young fellow hanging around the trumpet section. Oh, he looked as though he was about 15 or so. And he was very interested in how the trumpet section was playing. And one night he asked Andy Madrak, in fact, who was the trumpet player, lead trumpet player in our band, a real fine trumpet player, and wanted to sit in with the band. Well, you know, a young kid, you question it and so forth. But finally, Hal McIntyre said, okay, sit down, Andy. You don't mind, do you? And he said, oh, no. So in sits this youngster. And literally, he blew the walls apart in the studio. The kid played great. And the kid was Conrad Gazzo, we found out later. And about, well, within the year, we found that he was playing with a young band down in Meriden called the Carter Brothers. And they were a band that was all 15, 16 men, and they were playing the big-time band arrangements and so forth. And he was, again, blowing the roof right off of every hall that he played in. And he went from there, I believe, to either Isham Jones or to Tommy Reynolds' band, and you know the story from there.
As a professional musician yourself, what did you think of tone and technique of Conrad Gazzo?
It was great. It was rough, of course, then, but still it was better than average by a long shot. You could see that this boy was going to be a real top-notch musician as the years went on, which he more than proved.
And later on, when he recorded things like Trumpeter's Prayer, what is your assessment of his ability now?
I don't think there's any better around the country, ever has been, actually.
Thank you. That's called La Rosita, from an album called Gaz the Great, an album which is now, unfortunately, unavailable. But that's the way Conrad Gazzo sounded on solo trumpet. We'll hear him next with Van Alexander and the orchestra recreating one of the great big band hits, Let's Get Together, in his major role as a lead trumpeter as we continue with a one-night stand with the fabulous trumpet of Conrad Gazzo. Have you ever heard of the Burritt Mutual Savings Bank and wondered where it got its name? If so, you may be interested in this explanation. The Burritt is in recognition of one of this area's most noteworthy citizens of the 1800s, Mr. Elihu Burritt, the learned blacksmith. Elihu Burritt was a self-taught linguist, a patriot, and a peace emissary who served his country here and abroad. The mutual came from the fact that the bank is owned by and operated for its depositors. There are no stockholders in the bank. Established in 1889, the bank has served generations of depositors and borrowers in central Connecticut and is today a large, strong, and successful institution. When you save at Burritt, you commemorate the glorious past, profit from the successful present, and share in the promise of an eventful future. Burritt Mutual Savings Bank, a proud mutual savings bank. Two offices in New Britain, one in West Hartford, and another in the Wethersfield Rocky Hill area. That's a recreation of the old Chick Webb hit by Van Alexander and the orchestra called Let's Get Together, played by Van Alexander with the lead trumpet, again handled by the fabulous Conrad Gazzo. One of Conrad's best friends in his early childhood and through his teen years in New Britain, Connecticut, was a young man named Hermie Dressel, who is now the personal manager of Woody Herman and Dionne Warwick, among others. Mr. Dressel now lives in New York City during the week, where he's manager for some of the country's outstanding talent, and spends his weekends at his country home, he calls it, in Newington, Connecticut. We sat down and reminisced about his days with Gaz the Great And our first question to him was, Hermie, what were his strong points early in Conrad's career?
The strong points he had then were the strong points he had all of his life. He had one of the most magnificent, legitimate brass sounds that I've ever heard, and tremendous range and power. However, above and beyond that, he had an amazing consistency in playing lead trumpet. And that's why in later years, everybody demanded him, because he was just such a tremendously powerful lead player. Well, as Woody said, when he got Gozzo, he thought he got three first trumpet players.
Right?
Yeah.
Did he ever confide in you which particular group or individual he most liked to work with, or was there any special favorite?
Well, musically and socially, I think perhaps he had the most fun of his life on the road with Woody, because it was a tremendously exciting band and a great challenge for a brass player. As you know, Woody's always had shouting brass sections, and Gaz fit right into that thing. And plus, he and Woody got along very well, as you probably are aware from your conversation with Woody. There was a great relationship there, personally and musically. Mm-hmm. Now, out on the coast, when Gaz went there, it became a little bit more a workmanlike situation. And I don't know if the people in this area truly realize this, but he was the most in-demand musician in Hollywood. Frank Sinatra never recorded until Gaz died without him, if they had to move a session. Frank Sinatra never opened in Las Vegas unless Gaz could be there the first 3 days. Dean Martin did the same thing. Nat Cole, Les Baxter, Henry Mancini, and all of these people. This is how much in demand Gaz was, and the kind of respect that he demanded. And of course, they had the finest musicians in the world, as you well know.
You mentioned his favorite music. What did he like to play most of all?
Well, he had a great feeling for jazz, although he never was a soloist and never could be. But his interpretation of a lead part, he could just make it sing. Any part. And I think Gaz really liked all his life to play something that was challenging, because he could dig down and reach heights that it was just unbelievable, as I said, consistently. And that's why these people demanded him on sessions so much, because they knew that they could depend on his amazing ability and consistency.
Our thanks to Hermie Dressel. Now here's Sinatra with Billy May and Conrad Gozzo.
By the old Moulmein Pagoda, looking eastward to the sea, there's a Burma broad a-settin', and I know she thinks of me. For the wind is in the palm trees, and the temple bells, they say, come you back, you British soldier, come you back to Mandalay, come you back to Mandalay. Come you back to Mandalay, where the old flotilla lay. Can't you hear their paddles chunking from Rangoon to Mandalay? On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishers play, and the dawn comes up like thunder out of China, across the bay. We'll be right back. Ship me somewhere east of Suez, where the best is like the worst, where there ain't no Ten Commandments and a cat can raise a thirst. 'Cause those crazy bells are calling, and it's there that I would be, by the old moon-made pagoda, looking lazy at the sea, looking lazy at the sea. Come you back to Mandalay, where the old flotilla lay. Can't you hear their paddles chunking from Rangoon to Mandalay? On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play, and the dawn comes up like thunder.
On the Road to Mandalay, Frank Sinatra singing with Billy Mays Orchestra and Conrad Gazzo on lead trumpet. Celebrate Washington's birthday by becoming the proud owner of a beautiful new Ford from Dillon Sales and Service of Manchester. Take advantage of special holiday prices as you buy a quality car from a quality dealer. Ford has done it again. They've come up with just the right car to suit every family, and Dillon has them all. Choose from Fords, Torinos, Mavericks, Thunderbirds, Mustangs, Pintos, 46 models in all. Dillon Sales and Service will be open and fully staffed tomorrow, Saturday, and Monday. Stop in and test drive the model of your choice. When you buy a new or late model used car, you'll receive an Emerson AM-FM digital clock radio as a free gift. Dillon Sales and Service has been selling and servicing Ford products for 37 years now. You can buy knowing they care about you after the sale, and that you can count on them for everything from normal service to major body repairs. That's Dillon Sales and Service, 319 Main Street, Manchester. Open tomorrow, Saturday, and Monday with special Washington's birthday sale prices. You're listening to A One-Night Stand with the Big Bands. This month featuring the fabulous trumpet artistry of Conrad Gazzo, brought to you by Dillon Ford Sales and Service and Burritt Mutual Savings Bank on WTIC 1080 Radio Broadcast House in Hartford, Connecticut. That was Opus Number 1, played in Tommy Dorsey's style by Glenn Gray and the orchestra. Glenn Gray was another who always liked to feature Conrad Gozzo as his lead trumpeter. I had some interesting comments from Fred Merliani, who led the New Britain High School Band for 4 years when Conrad Gozzo was a member. He told me some interesting stories about the young man's ability. For one, he said Gozzo so dominated the entire New Britain High School Band that they were playing a parade once on a very warm day. And when Conrad stopped playing in the middle of a march just to dry his lip, the entire band also stopped playing. He mentioned, too, that Conrad Gozzo's father, Jimmy Gozzo, was such an expert trumpet teacher that Al Hurt, who had always admired the fabulous ability of Conrad Gozzo, once went to see his dad, Jimmy, to see if he could straighten out a lip problem that he, Al Hurt, was having. And at one point during their lesson session in the Gozzo home, Mr. Gozzo said, "I can't believe it, the great Al Hurt here in my home." And Al Hurt said, "No, let me turn that around. It's an honor for me to be in the great Conrad Gozzo's home." Another of Conrad Gozzo's greatest admirers was Woody Herman. Woody, when did you first hear about his great ability?
Well, I think it was probably about 1944 or 43 when he was playing lead trumpet with Claude Thornhill's band. And I guess we were all, everyone in the big band field who was interested in high performance was very much interested in Conrad Gozzo.
He was able to join your band then a couple of years later?
After he was released from the Navy, and where he had spent some time with Artie Shaw Band and the Sam Donahue Band. And then when he was released from the Navy, he immediately joined our band and took over as the lead trumpet chair. And I, for one, think he was probably the best all-around lead trumpet player that ever was.
Well, that's high praise coming from someone who's been in the big band business for as long as you have. He is not one of the people that too many of us would have heard about unless we were looking at the record label and checking who was in the section at a particular time. And yet he did seem to add a certain inspiration to every trumpet section he played with.
Well, he was not only a great lead trumpet player, but he had a sound on trumpet that was, I don't think anyone else was ever able to capture it. The hugeness, the bigness of sound, and yet the delicacy with which he could play. He was probably one of the warmest, most fluent lead trumpet players that I have ever certainly heard.
And technically, he was an excellent reader as well.
Oh, yeah, fantastically good at that sort of thing. That to him was just like, you know, duck soup, nothing.
When he first joined your band, Woody, was he able to handle the whole book without any adjustment problem?
Yes, indeed. Some of the jazz things were handled by Pete Condoli at the same time, but basically they, as in all our trumpet sections, we have using five, where there's a certain amount of split lead, but the majority of the material was all done by Conrad, and he set the pattern for the way the section should sound. And after all, you know, when you really stop and think about it, the two loudest and strongest people in any big band are the lead trumpet and the drummer. And if those two people are correct, you can have a great band. And if they're wrong, you can have all the greatest players in the world without. But if you don't have that proper lead trumpet and the proper drummer, you're in some kind of trouble.
Thank you. I believe it was Sonny Berman who played the trumpet solo, but the lead trumpeter in the section, well, the unmistakable sound of Conrad Gozzo. The selection, recorded in 1946 with Woody Herman's orchestra, was Sidewalks of Cuba. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? For the customers of the Burritt Mutual Savings Bank, it's their Burritt Bell, of course. A Burritt Bell may be a smiling, efficient teller ready to serve your every need, a friendly new account clerk who'll open a regular 5% savings account or sell you a high-yielding 6% certificate of deposit and thereby start a long and financially rewarding relationship with the Burritt. Or it may be the friendly voice of the Burritt greeting as you call to ask about Burritt Mutual Savings Bank's many services. The Burritt Bells at the bank's four convenient offices are waiting with a smile to serve your every savings banking need efficiently. Whether it be a savings account, mortgage loan, traveler's checks, money orders, or whatever service they may render. Remember, when you think of a savings bank, think of the Burritt Mutual Savings Bank, home of the Burritt Bells. From one of the favorite albums of Conrad Gozzo's mother, Burnished Brass with George Shearing. Did you note the special punctuation of that brass section on Lulu's Back in Town with the George Shearing Group? We're going to be hearing something in a solo vein again by Conrad Gozzo, who didn't record all that many solos in his career. When he played with Tommy Reynolds and Red Norville and Bob Chester and Claude Thornhill, that was probably one of the most eventful associations for him, since he married Thornhill's featured vocalist at the time, Betty Wright, who sang under the name Betty Clare. They had two children, now aged 21 and 24, if memory serves, neither of them interested in professional music and still living with their mother, Mrs. Gozzo, on the West Coast. He also played with Benny Goodman. He played with Artie Shaw's Navy Band in a section that included, in addition to Gozzo, Frank Beach, Johnny Best, and Max Kaminsky, which was kind of tough to beat. After the war, he went back with Benny Goodman, then that long and very friendly association with Woody Herman, also with Jimmy Dorsey, Jerry Gray, Tex Beneke, Les Brown, and just about everybody else in recording studios. He was the accompanist for, in addition to Frank Sinatra, whom we heard earlier, Red Skelton, Dinah Shore, and so many others. He recorded with just about everybody, as we said, all the aforementioned, plus Ray Anthony and Stan Kenton, and just about everybody who's ever been anybody in the big band music. He enjoyed listening to and playing classical music, too. As we turn back to the music of Conrad Gozzo, as we said, we feature him again in a solo vein this time from an album which is called Gaz the Great. This is Come Back to Sorrento. Come Back to Sorrento, played by Gaz the Great. Now you can have the beautiful new Ford you've been wanting at a special low holiday price. All it takes is a visit to Dillon Sales and Service of Manchester tomorrow, Saturday, or Monday. Ford has come up with just the right car for every family. And Dillon has them all, ready and waiting for you. Choose from Fords, Torinos, Mavericks, Thunderbirds, Mustangs, Pintos, 46 models in all. Stop in during Washington's birthday festivities and test drive the model of your choice. When you buy a new or late model used car, you'll receive an Emerson AM-FM digital clock radio as a free gift. Dillon Sales and Service has been selling and servicing Ford products for 37 years now. You can buy knowing they care about you after the sale, and that you can count on them for everything from normal service to a major body repair. That's Dillon Sales and Service. 319 Main Street, Manchester. Open tomorrow, Saturday, and Monday with special Washington's Birthday sale prices. I had the pleasure earlier this week of visiting with Mr. and Mrs. Jimmy Gazzo, who still live in New Britain, Connecticut, and it's kind of a bittersweet month for them. They are celebrating their 50th, their golden wedding anniversary on February 21st, but they also recall with great sadness that on February 6th, they observed Conrad's birthday. He was born in New Britain on February 6th, as we mentioned, of 1922. As we sat down to chat with the portable tape recorder and Mr. and Mrs. Gazzo, we were interested in learning from Jimmy, the teacher, first, what kind of a student the early Conrad Gazzo was.
Very good.
He started at the age of four, I
understand. Four and a half.
Now, Conrad, at his prime, was, of course, a marvelously accomplished trumpet player. How long could he play? How strong was the lip? Could he play four-hour jobs and then follow them up with couple hours
sure,
after?
Oh, yeah.
And his, did
That's
his lip?
That's why they used to call him Iron Lip.
Oh, is that right?
They used to call me Iron Lip, too, myself.
Mm-hmm. What other interest did Conrad have, Mrs. Gazzo? In the first place, what did his friends call him? Was it Gaz or Connie? What was his nickname?
He had one nickname that Al Hurt gave him, and that was Gopher. And Al Hurt's name was Jumbo.
That one I can understand. And what kind of a youngster was Conrad? Did he have to be prompted to get to his practicing every day?
Well, not too very much. He loves music. He lived for music. Music was his life.
How much practicing did you recommend for him?
Well, 6 hours a day.
That much?
Yeah, yeah.
Is this especially true for trumpet players because they have to build up a strong lip?
That's right.
What other interests did he have besides music?
Music.
Music, music.
In fact, when he was in high school, there was a parent and teachers meeting, and of course I went, and they told me, in fact, I told them why his mark was just a little bit low, you know. And they said, Mrs. Gazzo, I wouldn't worry about that. If I had a son that played like your son, I wouldn't care, he told me.
In addition to all the records he made and all the one-night stands and all the bands he played with and the studio jobs and the great vocalists and so on, he also made some movies, didn't he?
My gosh, the biggest. There's Ben-Hur and Cleopatra. The other night I heard when Call Me Madam. And all the big musicals and all those, you can pick them out. You can just pick them out.
Yes, no question about it. Now, at the time of his tragic and sudden death in 1964, it must have come as a terrible shock to you.
Oh, God.
Because it was very sudden. You, of course, went to the funeral in California. Mr. Gazzo, because of illness, was unable
That's
to.
That's right.
What about the funeral? I'm sure that it was a large one.
Frank Sinatra. I didn't see him in church, but he was outside, and so I'm outside. Dinah Shore with all the whole orchestra was there. George Gobel and his Alice.
Rosemary,
Dinah Shore. Everybody you can think of, all the vocalists. I can't remember names, but everybody was there. You couldn't find a dry eye in the whole place. Everybody loved him. From top to bottom, yeah. Big and small. Because he wasn't a pusher. And my husband taught him, don't fight over a first chair.
Yeah. Well, when you're that talented, you don't have to push.
That's
I
right.
guess that's the answer.
Thank you.
That was the beautiful Trumpeter's Prayer, written by Tutti Camerata in the key of A major, he said, to bring out the beautiful upper register of Conrad Gozzo. One other thing we should mention about the recording, his control and his full-tone phrasing were so extraordinary that at the end of the master take, the entire orchestra broke out into applause. The album liner questions, what greater tribute can a musician receive? For its size, the state of Connecticut has made tremendous contributions to the big band world, and we'd be able to make that statement even if Conrad Gozzo had been the only contribution to the big band world. Our finale in a moment. Have you ever sat in front of a roaring fire on a cold winter's evening thinking about how you would spend $1 million? Unfortunately, most of us will never have to solve such a problem, but we often wish we could. Don't sit and dream. Act. Open a savings account at the Burritt Mutual Savings Bank and enjoy a high return on your money with the ultimate in safety. As a mutual savings bank, the Burritt is owned by you. Its depositors and the deposits are insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, an agency of the United States government. When you think of saving, think of the Burritt Mutual Savings Bank with two offices in New Britain, an office in West Hartford at Corbin's Corner, and another on the Wethersfield Rocky Hill line. Don't forget, the longest journey begins with the first step. $1 million is a long way, but you'll never get there, now or anywhere, until you start. Do it now at Burritt Mutual Savings Bank, the mutual bank that belongs to you. Our finale with Billy May and the orchestra featuring the lead trumpet of Conrad Gozzo is a Brassman's Holiday. To our special guests this evening, Bob King, Hermie Dressel, Woody Herman, and Mr. and Mrs. Jimmy Gozzo. A one-night stand with the fabulous trumpet of Conrad Gozzo has been brought to you by Burritt Mutual Savings Bank, with offices in New Britain, West Hartford, and a new Weather Rock office serving Wethersfield and Rocky Hill. And by Dillon Ford Sales and Service, 319 Main Street, Manchester, where you can take advantage of special holiday prices tomorrow, Saturday, and Monday. Our recording engineer was Bob Schirago. Our producer, Brian Hartnett. This is Arnold Dean.
This is Norm Peters. Following the news, WTIC presents One More for the Road, a study of alcohol and highway safety. One half of the nation's highway fatalities are alcohol-related. Find out who's responsible. Listen for One More for the Road, following the news on WTIC in Hartford.